Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Thank you for your Spirit. That's the prayer of our hearts. Draw me deeper. O Lord, draw us deeper. Even to another outpouring of the Spirit. This is not hard to bring, for you have promised it. We feel your wonderful Spirit tonight. But Lord, we want more of it. We want a deeper anointing, a deeper Spirit. Drawing closer to you, Lord. Remove all the dross and the sin that so easily beset us. And Lord, grant us the grace to draw closer to Thee tonight. Even now that we might feel a deeper anointing within our souls, let this anointing go down into the souls of Thy people. Young and old, Lord, the youth, let it touch their souls tonight. Empty them, Lord, as your servant spoke last night. Dig this valley full of ditches, and I will fill them with water. Help us to dig the valleys tonight, that you may be able to fill it with water. My God and my Lord, help us tonight. We are a poor people, poor in spirit. Oh, Lord, we offend in words and in thoughts and in deeds. We come smiting our breasts as that sinner, saying, God, have mercy upon us. We do not want to be Pharisees tonight, Lord, but we want to be repentant sinners. And we beat upon our chest tonight, and we say, Lord, have mercy upon us. We know that we will walk out here tonight justified. Lord, we humbly thank you for coming in our midst. Again, blessing this song. Lord, we pray that you will bless all your people that are gathered. From near and far, Lord, visitors and saints alike. Lord, we pray that you will bless and undertake for every one of us tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, how can we say thanks, Lord? How can we say thanks, Lord? Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, we just praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the thanks, Lord. Gentile dogs. Foreigners of the covenants of Israel. Have found grace in your sight. We just say thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. We give you the honor tonight. We give you the glory tonight. We give you the praises tonight, O Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Heaven and earth is filled with his glory. Thank you for the presence of your mighty angel. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Call your name blessed now. Call your name blessed tonight. Turning all the thanks and the honor and the glory. For strengthen our souls, strengthen our minds. Strengthen our bodies, O Lord. We give you the full honor, the full glory, the full thanks for bringing us out of organizations and religions and bringing us to yourself. Bringing us, Lord, to the truth of the Bible and the fulfillment of prophecy today. All baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 2:38. Living a holy and a moral life, O Lord, by your grace. We give you the praises and the honor, the glory, the thanks. Draw me deeper, O Lord. rejoice over me, Lord. To break into your presence, O Lord. I am but dust and ashes in the presence of the Almighty. What can I speak, O Lord? More than you can tell your people tonight. Through your Spirit, only if your Spirit will come tonight and minister to us, then it is worthwhile. Thank you because you always does. You are God, and we are dogs. Redeemed by thy precious blood, cleansed by your blood, that no man can call us common or unclean. For who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Not even the Honorable Peter was able to call us come on unclean because of the cross of Calvary. Yes, for who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified on Calvary. Therefore, Lord, we give you all the praises and the honor and the glory, and we come worshiping under your shed blood as sinless sons of God. We'll give you the praise and lift your hands to him. Justified sons, holy sons, righteous sons of God. Evil wild beasts, four-footed beasts, all cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Dogs, all washed up by the blood of Jesus Christ. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Oh, praise the living God. Who shall separate us from the love of God? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you so much tonight. Thank you for your people. Thank you for our gathering. Oh God, we so thank you for this visitation. We so thank you, Lord, for this visitation. It is all because of your grace. All because of Calvary. All because that you have washed us up, Lord. And you said that you have cleansed us, Lord. And no man can call us common or unclean. Oh God, we thank you for that. Yes. No man could call us common or unclean. Oh Lord, that we are washed by the water of your word. But thank you for that little revelation tonight. Thank you for your grace tonight. Thank you for that cleansing. And that even the man with the keys to the kingdom of God could call us common or unclean. Oh, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Thank you, bless your word, oh Lord. Thank you, Savior. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Also upon the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. They answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that ye should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. That is Acts the 10th chapter 44 to 48 verse. And I take another here. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I want you to notice this verse, fifth verse. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Then the 14th verse said, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaiden I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. That was taken from Acts chapter 2. You may be seated. I want to dwell tonight a little bit on the subject of keys to the outpouring of the Spirit. Keys to the outpouring of the Spirit. There are many today that profess around the world to have the article of Pentecost, but have no knowledge about the keys to that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe there are people that have the genuine article will know something about the keys. And I want to show in a few scriptures tonight how that key was employed. And without that key of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, nobody could have received the article of Pentecost. To receive the article of Pentecost back there after the first coming of the Lord, a man had to come in contact with those keys. And the keys are useless without a hand to turn it. You drop the keys before your door and just command the key to open the door. It does not work like that. It got to take the right hands to turn the keys. And only then the key is of any value. And millions today claim the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the article of Pentecost, and they even work signs and wonders and miracles, and they think that the initial evidence of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. Some think that it is the fruits of the Spirit. And these same people that claim the article of Pentecost live contrary to the Word of God. Yes, John 14 says, when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he shall guide you into all truth. I believe it's in John 16. Because it is the Spirit of truth. And what we have today is a multitude of people professing, yes, to have God tabernacled in them, like the early church, and live contrary to the Word of God. They are baptized wrong, because that's the first commandment was given by Brother Peter after the day of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit fell, was to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And there are people today that refuses the name of Jesus Christ in baptism and claim the article of Pentecost. Now, that is a false claim. There are women with high heel shoes, condemned by Isaiah 3. Yes, he said that they will be walking and mincing as they go. And there are women today with pants on right in the full gospel churches. Oh, yes. Chopped off hair. Yes, miniskirts. Wearing shorts and half naked. And claim to have the Holy Ghost. Now, that is not a Holy Ghost. It's a dirty ghost. And live in adultery. Live in fornication. And the pastor himself cannot say nothing about it, even because he has a nasty ghost too. Yes, and he is guilty of adultery and fornication. His very wife is attired in the wrong kind of a clothes with pains as Jezebel. A bobby hair, slits in their clothing, pants. My beloved, living immoral. Yes, hugging up men who are not their husbands, breast to breast, right after the church and in the church. All tables are full of vomit, and there is no place clean. prophesied Isaiah in the 28th chapter. All tables are full of vomit, and there is no place clean. Because the Lord offered them the real rest, and they did not accept it. So, my friends, I am not talking about that kind of article today. Yes, with a powerless church, an article that will cause people to live nasty, yes, and have tempers like a buzzsaw. Now, I am talking about a genuine article of Pentecost. The initial evidence of the Holy Spirit is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Yes, speaking in tongues is not the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. There is no scripture that brings that out. The Bible said that tongues is the least of the gifts. Now, these same people that speak in tongues and claim to have the Holy Spirit deny the Word of God. Yes, it is recorded in 1 Timothy 2 and 12 that I suffer not a woman to teach. 1 Corinthians 14, 34, 35 said, let her keep silent in the church. Yes, sir. Those same people claim to have the Holy Ghost and deny the very Word. Now, friends, the Holy Ghost cannot deny His own Word. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, He will guide you into all truth. And if you don't have the truth, yes, sir, and the Lord lead you, you know, to a man, to a people that has the Word of God, and you are elected from the foundation of the world, you will respond to that word. Now, this subject here is a very vital subject on the keys to the outpouring of the Spirit. And maybe many never heard of such a topic. But friends, if people have what they claim to have, they must understand about these keys to the outpouring of the Spirit. And I want to show you how this key was employed in the New Testament time in the early church. Isn't it strange out here that God will send down to Joppa to find a particular man? Oh, glory to God. Isn't it a little strange that the Lord will take that patience, yes, and specify who to send for while there were other apostles in the land like John and James and the other apostles, and there were many others who had received the Holy Ghost like Philip, the evangelist, and many others. They had received the Holy Ghost, and but out of all of these men, tired as Peter was, the Lord specified unto Cornelius in a vision, right, by an angel. He says, send down men to Joppa and ask for one Simon whose surname is Peter. Oh, there are many Simons around, but their surname is not Peter. Yes. And there was a Simon that was living in that house near the sea. Yes. And Peter was tired from his evangelical ministry. And he went over and raised Tabitha, Dorcas, yes, by just calling her name and bringing her up. Sat on the bed and presented her alive. Amen. Yes, and he was in Joppa. The Lord had him in the right place. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Cornelius. Yes, and he knew that angel was commanded of God. And God told that angel what to tell Cornelius. Yes, he said, go tell Cornelius, be very specific. In your instruction, he says, send men to Joppa and ask for one Simon whose surname is Peter, for he lodgeth with Simon the Tanner. God knows you by name. Whether you are relaxing, whether you are fishing, whether you are in the ministry, The Almighty looked down and He knows every one of us by name. My God, my brother, then when our arms and our prayers come up to Him for a memorial, He will call us by name. Yes, and He promised that in the end time, that even though we fall asleep, He will call us by name. And there was a man called Lazarus, my beloved. And his arms came up to God and his prayers and was stored up in a vial. And he died. He lay sick and died. But then the Lord came and called him by name. Out of the grave, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead for 4 days came forth. Even because the Lord called him by name. We have some brothers and sisters that has departed this life. But the Lord will come and call them by name. Oh, that is fantastic to me, children. You ever think of that? That the Lord knows every one of you by name. Think of that. He knows every one of you by name. And you are represented in one of the stars of heaven. Yes, the spiritual seeds of Abraham. And one of those stars represented you. And you have a name that the Lord knows you. He knows your nature. He knows your inside. He knows your good parts. And He knows the bad part. Yes. And when He meets your bad part, my brother, He winked at it. Oh, glory to God. Yes, He winked at it. He looked at, oh, my, see the love of God. At the time of our ignorance, the Lord winked at him. Yes, but command us men now everywhere to repent. Yes, and He knows, oh my, you think you're hiding from God, brethren? When you take those chances on the word, you think you're hiding from God? Huh? The Lord looked down there, my brother, and closed His eyes and says, stupid little fellow. Stupid little fellow, repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. You are too naughty. Yes, I will put a chastisement in you, boy. My brother, the love of God. You can hear the love of God. Yes, sir. And He knows us by name, but I can't go there now. Yes, and He knew Peter by name, and He knew the ministry of Peter, and He knew what was the commission that He gave to Peter. And that angel could not make a mistake. Just suppose he had brought the next Simon. Suppose that soldier didn't hear right. You know, in the instruction, Cornelius come down there and instruct them properly. Yes, he took a whole evening. The angel appeared about 3 o'clock, and maybe he instructed them for the whole night. Yes, and they were to take the journey the next day. And I imagine Cornelius wanted to be so specific. He said, do not mix up the two Simons. Beloved, if he had brought the next Simon, he would not have the blessing. He would not have the blessing. So now he bought the Simon whose surname was Peter. And although the next Simon was to follow the next day, I'm sure that that fellow said, I am going up there. Yes, he was a good brother, a wonderful spirit, a humble attitude, humble brother, and no doubt had a humble family. That brother Peter think it best to go and spend a little time with this Simon Peter, who used to tan skins of animals and, you know, sheepskin and goatskins and everything. And he thought it best that this brother's spirit is so nice. He may not have much money, but he has a nice spirit. And we can communicate together. Yes, sir. And his house is open to Peter. But the Lord will look in at all of that. Now the Lord know where you are, friend. He know where you spend in vacation. He know where you are working. My brethren, He know who is your partner. My God. And He knows that. He knows your ministry. And that angel came down there, and the soldier was instructed correctly. And I guess that, you know, Cornelius emphasized over and over. He said, go and get Simon Peter, not the tanner. My brother, it means something. And it means something very important. Even because the Simon the tanner, you know, do not have the ministry of Peter. Yes. It was a special thing. Yes. And look at the kind of ministry that Peter had when he came down there. And the formula to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the article of Pentecost, is to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Not titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost like the Catholic Church. Anybody that is baptized in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is baptized into the Catholic Church. Because it is specified in Acts 2 and 38 in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28 and 19 say, go into all the world, baptizing them in the what? The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father is not a name, Son is not a name, Holy Ghost is not a name. But Peter knew the name on the day of Pentecost, and he said, baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Now watch that Peter now, he gave that command to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, and he gave you the formula to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Peter was the one that gave the formula how to receive the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Now, isn't it strange that the angel will come down and specify which man to bring from down there? Yes, sir. And they went down, friends, and got that man. Though an angel appeared, the angel could not preach the gospel of salvation. But he sent for a man to preach the gospel, because the Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? Yes, and how can they preach except they be sent? There are thousands that come from Bible school, and yea, millions, yeah, with PhD and LLD, but not ordained of God. Yes, to preach the gospel, my brother, a Bible school cannot send you anywhere. It takes the Lord. It takes the Lord to anoint you, to call you, to reveal His word to you. And Peter was an unlearned fisherman. Ignorant and unlearned fisherman. Yes, sir. And the Lord used him in a ministry that I will discuss with you here now. He used him in a ministry even greater than many of the apostles. I'm preaching on the keys to the outpouring of the Spirit. And this is very important. Yes, to us who are looking forward for the outpouring of the Spirit, there will be another outpouring of the Spirit before the rapture takes place. We are confident of that. And we are sending this message to Africa, to India, to the Philippines, to Europe, and the rest of the world to notify them. Yes, let me hear your voices to notify them. That there must of necessity be another return of Pentecost. Another return of dynamic power. Another outpouring of the Holy Spirit before the rapture take place. No outpouring, no rapture. I hear that loud and clear. No outpouring, no rapture. We must have that outpouring before we have the rapture. Yes, sir. If we don't have that outpouring, there is no power to change our bodies. According to Romans 8, the same Spirit that dwells in Jesus must dwell in me to transform my body. People are sitting and waiting on the rapture everywhere, my beloved, and they do not have the power to transform their bodies. Yes, my brother, but we are waiting on something. We are waiting on the rapture. But my brother, we are most urgently waiting on another article. And that article is another return of Pentecost. Oh, glory to God. But I have news here for you tonight. Though we wait on the rapture, and though we wait on the outpouring of the Spirit, there is a key to the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And in order for you to get that outpouring in China, and in Japan, and in India, and in Africa, and throughout Europe, and the rest of the world, you must come in contact with the keys to the kingdom of God. Not only an outpouring, but a keys to the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Ah, glory to God. The keys to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my beloved, it belongs to the church. It was given to the early church, and the keys were was employed. The keys was in operation. And I read out here in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, yes, to show you how that key was employed in a group of people that was not yet even baptized, that had not even known about the coming of John the Baptist, nor Jesus. And Jesus was crucified right on the hill over there at Calvary. And I read another place here where Jesus was in Samaria, when he asked Peter, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" That was in Caesarea. And Cornelius had belonged to Caesarea. But it so happened that he never even heard of Jesus. And if he ever heard, he heard of him as an ordinary man. But friends, this is another thing. The key went to work. Why is it that the angel of the Lord will pick out Peter out of all the apostles for Cornelius to go up, way up to Joppa? Yes, and fetch Peter out of the tanner's house near the seaside, relaxing, and tell him, "Your rest is over, friend. Yes, sir. Yes, you are going down with us. You send for that man, tell him to come down to you. Cornelius, don't go up. Send men to Joppa." And if you notice in your scripture, Cornelius sent those men, but when they reached up there, God told Peter, he said, "I have sent them." Hey, read your Bible. He said, "Go with them and doubt nothing in your heart, for I have sent them." Yeah, my brother, Cornelius, then they become the mouthpiece of the Almighty. Yes, and when he sent those men, God sent them, because he obeyed the vision. And he obeyed the angel. Oh, my. Yes, friends. So now, I'll tell you, I would not keep you in suspense, those who do not know. God sent for Peter because Peter was given the keys to the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but power in the Holy Ghost. And they asked Jesus, "Would you restore to us the kingdom of God at this time?" He said, "It is not for you to know the times and the season, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is none other than the Holy Ghost. And Peter had the keys to the kingdom of God. As a result of that, the angel of the Lord bringing the commission, the commandment unto Cornelius. And God, knowing what he had in mind for Cornelius, to give Cornelius. It happened that we know what God has in his mind now to give you and I, but Cornelius did not know that. But God, knowing the blessing that he wanted to bless Cornelius with, he wanted to give him the gift of the Holy Ghost as the first man amongst the Gentiles. He had to send for the right man. The angel could not outpour the Spirit, my God. The angel could not outpour the Spirit upon Cornelius. He could not preach the gospel, though he was a mighty angel that came down from heaven. He could only bring the message and tell the man who to send for. Send for a man, he's going to tell you the way of life. Yes, you better hear a preacher and live, my brother, or reject that preacher and die. Yes, you say, "I'm not following any man." Cornelius never said that. He took the soldiers and sent for the man. How can you hear without a preacher? He sent for the right man. Yes, if he had brought down Simon the tanner, all he could do is to tan him. Yes. But brothers and sisters, he sent for Simon Peter, the man with the keys to the kingdom of God. A man who knows, my brother, how to turn that key. God needs a hand to turn the key. Yes, sir.
The key is useless until you get a hand to turn it. In other words, you've got to get a man who is familiar with the Holy Ghost, who knows the will of God, who knows, my brother, the formula, yes, of leading people into the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A man that is acquainted with the Holy Ghost, he knows what my brother God wants done for the hour, the time, and the season. Yes, a man that would not trust anything, but a man, my brother, whose heart is anchored upon the Almighty. And Peter's heart was anchored upon the Almighty. And when he could not get his food in time, you see, my brother, he was a devout man. And he went up on the third floor and said that I will pray a little bit. Though I am hungry, I would not quarrel with the sisters and ask them why they cook so late. It's a certain tradition, sisters. Yes, sir. So he said that he won't quarrel. He is going up there and he is going to pray a little bit until that time come. And then my brother, he fell into a trance, which is he was caught into a different dimension and he seen a vision. Now you see how the Lord works? And beloved, the Lord sent for him and he went up there. But this man had the keys to the kingdom. What is this keys to the kingdom? My brother, he had the plan to the Holy Ghost. He had the plan to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, he knew, my brother, he was acquainted with the Spirit. He was acquainted with the Lord. Acquainted, my brother, with the will of the Almighty. And the Lord knew that. Yes, he had a revelation given to him. Yes, of how to bring that outpouring. I'll tell you what. Friends, before he was given that key, he was asked a question. Oh, my. Beloved, before he was given that key, he was asked a question. Yes. While everybody was confused about the Son of Man and the coming of the Lord, my beloved, one day Jesus looked around there to them and he said, "Whom the man said that I, the Son of Man, am?" Brethren, what people saying that I am the Son of Man? They said, "Lord, they're saying all kind of things. You are John the Baptist raised from the dead. You are Jeremiah." He said, "But whom say ye that I am?" My beloved, the Holy Ghost overshadowed Peter and gave him a certain revelation. And he said, "Thou art the Christ." He said, "You know who you are, Jesus? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." In other words, you are God tabernacle in human flesh. And you are the first coming of the Lord. My God and my Lord. The keys to the kingdom is a revelation of the coming of the Lord. That's the only thing that could have loosed the outpouring upon the people on the day of Pentecost.
Beloved, the keys was the revelation of the Son of Man. That was the keys. The only time that Jesus said that he was going to give Peter the keys to the kingdom is when he confessed that revelation. So now the revelation itself, my brothers and sisters, concerning the Son of Man and the coming of the Lord was the key. So now that was the keys to the outpouring. Don't you see that? John the Baptist came and then the coming of the Lord take place. And only when a man caught a revelation of the first coming of the Lord, then and only then Pentecost could have come, the outpouring could have come on the day of Pentecost. Now back there I'm talking about first coming of the Lord, Holy Church. That was the keys to the kingdom. Yes. And Peter made that confession. When he made that confession, friends, that was the keys to the kingdom. Now, since he had the keys to the kingdom, and God was going to pour the Spirit upon the Gentiles, he needed the man with the key. I said he needed the man with the key. He did not want Simon the Tanner.
He wanted Simon Peter. Because on earth he gave him the keys. He got to be present if this door was going to be opened up to the Gentiles. You see, the doors of mercy was going to be opened up to the Gentile. The key was needed to fit the lock on the door. Yes. And my brother needed a hand to hold the key, to turn the key in the door. So the doors of the Gentiles was opened up, and you needed Peter, who had the keys of the kingdom, to turn the key on the door. Now let us see what is this key and how he is going to use it. And why when he spake, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. You think it was a magic? It wasn't no magic. Friend, is God in operation. He made a promise while he was on earth that I give you the keys, Peter. And now the doors were getting ready to be opened up to the Gentiles, so he is sending for the man with the key. Glory to God. Here, my brother, we lock up the church, and one of the caretakers has the key. I could not send for the Port of Spain in an office where a fellow walk in and say, come down here and open the church. No, I got to find the man with the keys. Yeah, you are a janitor, you close it up, why you carry it with the key in your pocket and squat down in Joppa? You come down here from Joppa now and open up the church. My God. So the man with the keys, my brother, in his pocket. Yes, now it's not a key to put in your pocket. It's a key to put in your heart. So it's a heart's key. And Peter had that key, my brother. He received that by understanding one God. By understanding Son of Man. By understanding the first coming of the Lord. And then he and he alone had that key at that time. Yes, and Jesus gave him that key, so he sent down to Joppa to get the man with the keys. Let us see if the keys is really what I said. Follow the man's summon. I sure many of you went back and read that to see what you could catch by yourself. There are many things in there. And beloved, he went in and here, my brother, his first word of exhortation. Right. He said that the Lord sent Jesus Christ to preach peace unto you, for he is Lord of all. You see the introduction of his message? For he is the Lord of all. And then he come right down telling them about John the Baptist and how Jesus died. And then, my brother, he come right down and he said unto them, for the remission of sins. Now he present the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of all to the people there, and they believed that. And as long as they believe that as the coming Messiah, and believe that Jesus Christ is a greater God than all the Roman gods, for he is Lord of all. Peter very well knew how many gods them Romans had, so he picked that in right there in the very first statement. He said, he preached Jesus Christ to you, who is the Lord of all. You want it, take it, and you don't want it, leave it. Yes, sir, and they start catching on right there, believing that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. The key was already turned in their hearts. From heart to heart, the key was working. And then he said, if you believe this now, you shall have remission of sins. Now, what's something here? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, it's the same formula of Pentecost. But these people, they had so much faith and they believed so much that baptism, it bypassed baptism on that instant. Yes, in that instant. So they got the keys. Peter turned the keys in the house of Cornelius. Now notice another little thing here. Peter was not the apostle to the Gentiles. Who was the apostle to the Gentiles? Paul was a chosen vessel and a light unto the Gentiles. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. But my brothers and sisters, Peter had the keys. So Peter had to go down there Yes, when the door was going to be opened up, and he had to turn the key for the doors of the Gentiles, because he had the keys. Then after that, he turned over to Paul. He turned over to Paul. He said, Paul, the door is open. Fix the suit. Paul led millions of Gentiles and even imparted the Holy Ghost to them, showing you that Paul also had the key. Yes. And when he went up to Ephesus, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we never even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They said, man, something is wrong here. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And he rebaptized those people. He laid his hands upon them and they received the Holy Ghost. Showing you that the key did not stay in one man's hand. It went on to another apostle. Yes, sir. Because that key, my brother, was a revelation of the Son of Man, the first coming of the Lord. Are you hearing? Yes, my brothers and sisters. Oh, my, this gospel is simple. Yes, it's simple. I said this gospel is simple. Yes, sir. And that take place that while he yet spake the words, you see, the key was already turned because they accept the Lord as Lord of all. And that turned in the hearts of the people and opened up the door to the Gentile where the Holy Ghost just came upon them. All right. Now, you cannot believe that God is a Trinity and get the genuine born-again experience, nor can you get the genuine article of Pentecost by believing that there are three gods. No, sir. Three gods of heathenism. Hear, O Israel, your God is one God. St. John 4:24, God is a spirit. If it's a Trinity, God will say God is three spirits. No, but God is not three spirits, God is a spirit. Yes, sir, and he was manifested as a Father in the Old Testament. And my brother, he was manifested as a Son in Jesus Christ when he was incarnated. And then after his death, burial, and resurrection, he came back on the day of Pentecost. One spirit. One spirit that dwelt in a pillar of fire, the same spirit that dwelt in his son Jesus, and the same spirit that came on 120 on the day of Pentecost. One God. Yes, you cannot believe a Trinity and have the genuine Holy Ghost. No, you got to find the keys. And what is the key? A revelation of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Yes. One God. One Father of all. Now you could not be confused over there in Africa and India thinking that it's two persons now in the Godhead, right under the message, and have the genuine article of Pentecost. God is not two persons. God, there was only one person of the Godhead. And he was manifested in flesh. And that flesh was called the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Yes, the flesh was not God, but the Spirit was God. And to prove that the flesh was not God, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then he died on Calvary. If the flesh is God, then God died. No, but God don't die. Yes, sir. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. But then my brother Jesus was slumbering and sleeping on a boat. Yeah, but God was waking. Well, some people cannot divide the spirit from the man. Yes, but they took a revelation by Peter. Yes, and the Lord said, whom say I, the Son of Man? Ah, he said, man, you are God hiding in human flesh. That is what Son of Man was. He said, you are God hiding in human flesh. You can't fool me at all. Yes. You are God hiding in human flesh. And Philip, who did not have a revelation, he said, listen, show us the Father, and that is going to satisfy all of us. Yes, God speak out of Jesus and say, have I been so long time with you, Philip? And yet you are asking me, show me the Father? He said, believe me, the Father is in me and I am in him. Or believe me for the work's sake. The Godhead is very simple. God was hiding in Christ. God was hiding in Jesus. Yes, my brother. The vessel that he hid in was a man born from the Immaculate Conception, born from the Virgin Mary. But there was a God hiding in him. Yes, sir. And then this God, this flesh body died on the cross. They put him in a sepulchre. And then the God that left Jesus on the cross came back inside of him. Is that right? And he rose again from the dead. And then he ascended into heaven. His body now lays on the altar of sacrifice for mine and your sins. And the spirit that dwelt in him came back on the day of Pentecost. And instead of going into one man, it went into 120. Yes. But to have him coming inside of you, you've got to have the keys to the kingdom. You've got to come in contact with the keys to the kingdom. Yes, sir. And the door was ready to be opened on the day at Cornelius' house, and they had to send for Peter, single out Peter. Yes. Simon Peter is the one, not the tanner. A lot of people have the tanner around the world. All organization has the tanner. Simon the tanner. Most of the assemblies in the world tonight following the message has Simon the tanner. Yes, and some of them have Simon the sorcerer. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, brothers, I don't want to keep you long like the other night. But I want to show you how the keys was employed again. And it says here in Acts 8, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Beloved, for there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Oh, we have a lot of great power of God. All that you will hear today, brother, is this man of God and this woman of God. The great power of God, a bunch of them, my brothers, no more than Simon the sorcerer. Yeah, you deny water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and work signs and wonders, you are Simon the sorcerer. You allow women to wear miniskirts and high heel shoes and lipstick and bob off their hair and call William Branham a devil, you are Simon the sorcerer.
I'm telling you the truth.
You are Simon the sorcerer. You believe in a Bible school, you are Simon the sorcerer. You're carrying a preacher's license and a doctor of divinity, PhD, and LLD. You are Simon the sorcerer. Yeah, you better look for Simon Peter. Oh, yes, there was a Simon coming to challenge Simon the sorcerer. Oh, yes, he was in Jerusalem. And he was letting Simon the sorcerer have his way. Until Simon Peter got down there.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, glory. So dear Lord of Simon the sorcerer's friend, another thing that I observe here is that a man anointed with the Holy Ghost, one of the seven called Philip, and he went down there and he had great power to work signs and wonders and miracles. Oh my. And beloved, even convert Simon, he wasn't converted, but you know, cause him to join. You have a lot of joiners, but no converts. And Simon was a joiner. He joined the group for selfish motives. And these brothers went down there and they turned Samaria upside down. Yeah, the woman that Jesus left there and said that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm sure she was in that crowd there. Jesus knew that that token was going to come there. That outpouring was going to come to Samaria. Yes. And you know she had a revelation. She had a revelation, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus is the Christ. She was waiting for that outpouring. She was waiting on the moving of the water. Yes. And these brothers went down there. Oh my God. My beloved great evangelist. Great man. I'm talking about powerful man. My brother, they made the crippled legs straight. They cured the palsies. My brother, thousands was crying. My brother, they was demon possessed. And Philip the evangelist just spoke the word. He said, come out of them. Come out of them. Come out of that. Come out of them. Yes, sir. Come out of them. My brother, great deliverance. And the Bible said, they were great joy. Yes, my brother, Simon the sorcerer lose, my brother, a lot of his disciples. And when he seen that he lost his disciples, my brother, he come in very sanctimoniously and he said, I want to be baptized myself. Oh, I don't have time for the story, but the devil leaped from there and went into Rome. And he was the leader of the Nicolaitans in Rome. Yes, and he was instrumental in forming the Catholic Church. My God, you're talking about them devils and them Nicolaitans. Yes, and my brother Philip, after he preached the gospel with such great power, signs and wonders, my brother, he had a problem. And the problem was he stopped short of Pentecost. He stopped short of the article of Pentecost. Let me tell you something, friend. You could be a servant of God. You could do a lot of signs. You could do a lot of wonders. You could lead many people to the Jesus Christ and the salvation. But then when we come in to talk about the article of Pentecost is the next subject. So now here, my brothers and sisters, we read. Here we talk about Simon already. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. And wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Why was the great apostles, my brothers and sisters, so moved to send Peter and John? Huh? Again here, my brother, they knew something. They were right there when Jesus told Peter, unto you do I give the keys to the kingdom of God. He alone. And hear how this is going to work now. They said unto them, Peter and John. They sent unto them, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. There we are, my brothers and sisters. Do you catch that? Here is the operation of the keys to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I show you where the doors have to be opened up by a certain key. And now I take you backward in the Bible and I show you where this key had to be opened up. Also to the Samaritans, a door was being opened up to the Samaritans. This is the first time that the Holy Ghost is going to fall amongst the Samaritan. So we have the Gentiles, we have here the Samaritan. Right. So now, over here amongst the Samaritan, Philip, the evangelist, came to a full stop. After all the miracle, all the signs, and he preached the Holy Ghost, my brother, what received on the that came on the day of Pentecost, and is unto you, and unto your children, and to as many as the Lord God shall call, and even to you Samaritans here, and all the Jews out here, is for you. And they say, well, give us it. We are ready for this outpouring of the Holy Ghost, Philip. My beloved, Philip started to back up, no doubt. Is that right? And then Peter, the apostles up there, they know that Philip will find himself in some trouble down there. Yes. And then they call Peter and say, Peter, you better go down there with the keys to the kingdom and open up the doors to the Samaritan. He said, take John with you. There's no harm in him laying hands, but you have the key. And since you have the key, go down there and impart the Holy Ghost unto the Samaritan. My brother, isn't that true? Yes, it is true. So now he reached there, and then what did he do? The Bible says, for he had not fallen on any one of them, only that they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So they came to a full stop. My beloved, and as Peter came down to Caesarea, here Peter and John, my brother, two stalwarts and pillars of the temple. My God, they landed down in Samaria, and they were walking, and the whole crowd, thousands of people waiting on these two men, because they heard that these men could impart the Holy Ghost. You could imagine the joy, the great joy, and everybody in line to receive, oh my God, it's coming again, children. People are going to line up for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. My God, and we are right, my brother, in shepherd today. We believe that this promise is unto us. Yes, and unto our children and to them that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. He has called us with a mighty calling. He called us unto eternal life. He called us to another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He called us unto the rapture. And there must be the keys to the kingdom of God. And there must be a hand to turn the key. Yes, opening of the seal released the keys to the kingdom. Yes. Oh, put that together. I said the opening of the seal released the keys to the kingdom of God. That was one of the great reasons for the opening of the seals. Yes, yes, my brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. Yes, and he went down there. Oh, beloved, how will we feel? Huh? To know, beloved, that after we hear the gospel in such a fashion, and the Holy Ghost that we have in our midst, my brother, we experience the joy of the Spirit. We, my brother, are filled with the Spirit. But we are promised a greater measure of the Holy Ghost for the rapture, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And here, my beloved, we know that that outpouring takes place where it has to take place. And then we have a man with the genuine article. Yes, sir. I tell you, what you never clean up in years, you will clean up. I'm telling you, what you never repent in for years, you will repent. Brother, the bitterness, the strife, the contention will be put down immediately. Yes, people come right up to the brink, you know. They are very chance-taking people. The human nature, my brother, is very adventurous. It will come right to the edge of hell and then run back. Yes, but don't do that, friend. You better shape up, for it shall come upon us suddenly. Suddenly, friend, suddenly. Yes, sir. And to think of that great joy over there, and here is a man with the keys to the kingdom of God. That key was in the early church. Yes, that key was in the early church. And that is why this man went down amongst the Samaritans. Brother, turn the key. Yes, he went down to the Gentiles, turn the key. Now we've got to run right, my brother. We're going to look at Pentecost for 2 minutes and close. Yes. And the Bible said in Acts 1. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, and the number of them was 120 souls. Beloved, he went on telling them different things, not James, not John, Peter the apostle, let the musicians come. And he was a spokesman, that's the correct word. He was a spokesman there, telling them everything and trying to put the church in order and tell you about what Judas done and all these other things. And after he put everything in order, all right, and he cast lots and everything, and the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, Peter was the spokesman. He operated the key already in the upper room. And he knew it. All right. Then when the token come, I want to lead you up to something to show you what was the key under the Pentecost and why the Holy Ghost came to them. And it will come out in Peter's sermon after the day of Pentecost. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my voice. For these men are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now watch me carefully. He is coming down with the sermon now. Hear how he's going to end up now and impart the Holy Ghost now to about 3,000 people. Therefore let the house of Israel know shortly that God had made that same Jesus whom he had crucified both Lord and Christ. That's your key to the kingdom. His declaration, my brother, of who my brother Jesus was, the second coming of Christ, the Son of Man revealed, was the key to the kingdom. And he declared that to the whole house of Israel. And I want to put in this word here, my brother. They were devout men living at Jerusalem from all nations upon the face of the earth. They had not known John the Baptist, neither had they known Jesus, but they were devout men. And these devout men started to even mock. But then Peter started to preach to them. And as he preached to them, they understood. And they said, what? Men and brethren, what shall we do? He turned the keys. And he said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Therefore let all the house of Israel know surely that God had made that same Jesus whom he had crucified both Lord and Christ. That's the revelation of the Son of Man. That's the revelation of the first coming of the Lord. That's the revelation which is the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's the only revelation that would have unlocked the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the house of Cornelius, unlock the door to the Samaritan, and now, my brother, unlock the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. You had to come up to that revelation of the first coming of the Lord. My God and my Lord, I hope you're understanding, my brother. It's the only revelation that unlocked, my brother, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. It's the only revelation that unlocked the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in Samaria. The only revelation that unlocked the Holy Ghost in the house of Cornelius. And if this would not be too much, my beloved, it's the only revelation that would unlock another return of Pentecost to any people upon the face of the earth. It's the only revelation. Yes, though these men were devout, even like Cornelius, the devout men, they had no revelation on the coming of the Lord. Peter declared that revelation to them. And here they were convicted. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the formula, friend. Yes, sir. If you are baptized any other way, you do not have the Holy Ghost, sir. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, unto all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. That's the day of Pentecost. What it is lucid in the day of Pentecost, my brother, the keys to the kingdom, which was a revelation of the Son of Man, the coming of the Lord. What loosed it at Samaria, my brother? They had already heard of Jesus through Philip. And Peter came down there and he turned the keys, and the outpouring came. What opened it in the house of Cornelius is another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they had a revelation of the Son of Man. Yes, that revelation was so strong that it bypassed water baptism. And they got the Holy Ghost, and they was only baptized in water after they received the Holy Ghost. It would be no different today. It would be no different today. There are devout men around the world waiting for the moving of the water, not even knowing that God sent Malachi for as a prophet, not even knowing, my brother, the seals are open. Some of them don't even know that there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit before the rapture. And, my brother, doubtless that they have ever taught that there is a key to the kingdom of God. But there is a key to the kingdom of heaven. And I boldly proclaim that that key is in our midst today. By His grace, my brothers and sisters. Yes, my brother. I thank God for His grace today. Thank God for His mercy. And as long as that key is turned in your heart, my brothers and sisters, you are a candidate for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, beloved, let me say that again, my brother, let it sink down beneath the fifth river. As long as you have a revelation of the Son of Man, and as long as that key is turned in your heart, my brother, you're a candidate for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. And you'll receive the token and not perish. But whosoever does not receive that token, my brother, would perish today and go through the tribulation. For the Lord has sent us a key, and that key came from the opening of the sea. Oh, my beloved, I could say much more, but I say no more tonight. Let the Holy Spirit reveal the rest to you. Yes, by His grace, give us a song.
Have your way.
Holy Spirit, come and have your way.
Lord,
Lord, Lord.
who gave us holy passion.
Give us holy passion.
Come and glorify your name.
Glorify your name.
I want us to really praise God tonight. Amen.
what we have heard, we deserve to praise Him some more. No half-dead praise. We want to praise God because we believe this. And as Brother Bruce said, we say it humble. The keys are in our midst. And we want to praise God for that. So let's lift our hands. Praise God. We give you the praise. We give you the praise, Indiana. Glory to God in the highest. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. I know it's late, but still we could praise Him. Let us clap our hands unto the Lord. Yes. Praise Him. Give Him a hand clap. We are the people of the Lord. We give His hand to the Lord. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Oh, yeah. Clap your hands unto the Lord.
Earth are pure as fire.
Earth are pure.
The body of my fire.
Body of my fire.
We are precious.
We are precious. Just in your sight, even so, for Jesus your place on your throne, Jerusalem. We join our hearts together.
We come in one accord. For everybody else. United in the Spirit of the Lord.
In the Spirit of the Lord.
You put us with family.
You through the
tears that
you shed,
in the
wounds of your
entwined,
the body of Messiah, we are precious in your sight, even so. Lord Jesus, God, all creation cry for the returning of our King. Come and take your place on your throne, Jerusalem.
Oh, let the Spirit and the bride.
Let the Spirit and the bride
come.
Let the Spirit and the bride come.
The Lion and the Lamb.
The Lion and the Lamb.
The King, the Great I Am.
The Lion King, the Great I Am. Jerusalem,
you are welcome in this place.
You are welcome in this place.
We are tuned that part of the place.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus, God.
Gracious, loving Father, we pause tonight to give you thanks. Thanks as a result of the understanding you have given to us concerning your word, Lord. Understanding that we could never have were it not for some man. Oh Lord, you left upon the earth to preserve life. We are confident tonight that the word that we have heard is the word of the Lord. And we sell out 100%. We yield, we give over everything, Lord, because we believe it is God. Gracious Father, we pray through the name of the Lord Jesus, who shed his blood for us, and it is because of him we have such a privilege tonight. Lord, in his name we pray that you will guide us and protect us as we go, and that the words will go down, way down into our soul. And Lord, you will bring it out in the form of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is what we ask, Father. This is our only hope. Oh God, all creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And now with a hush in our hearts, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Reverently, we say thank you, Lord. And we ask your dismissal, Lord, not from your presence, but as we go one from the other, may we go in our hearts, knowing that something did burn in our hearts. Something, Lord, happened in our hearts, and we give you thanks for it. Bless your servant, and may you give him strength, unction from above, continuing leadership, Father, and grace that he may find help in the time of need. And now, Father, we commit all things into your hands. In Jesus' name, with the dismissal of the service now. Amen. Amen. Oh, beloved, how we thank God for his word. There is a thankfulness in our heart. There is a gladness in our hearts. Let us go rejoicing and believing in the word of the Lord. It shall come to pass. It shall. God bless you. Services now dismissed.